Welcome to the Yolanda Shoshana podcast, where I get into lifestyle, pop culture, food, libations, advice, and a little bit of magic. Now, let's get wicked. Hey, hey, thanks so much for tuning into the podcast that's all about helping you live life through your senses. This is Yolanda Shoshana. I am so glad to have you here. So it's May, which is a little crazy because this year has been, a doozy, to say the least. I know some of you are about to go back out into the world and you're going to be able to go to restaurants and bars, of course, with a little social distancing. I'm in New York City where we're still not able to do that just yet. But it is May, which means it's now time to focus on a tequila. Tomorrow is Cinco de Mayo, but you know, tequila is one of those things that is perfect anytime. It's great during the spring and summer when you want to have a margarita. I know I always have tequila in the house when I want to make margaritas because I love having chips and guac, a little bit of salsa, and I love whipping up nachos real quick. And I always turn to a margarita. But I also discovered something last fall, something that surprised me. I really love tequila more during the holiday season. And when I say the holiday season, I'm talking about from Halloween, Day of the Dead, Thanksgiving, and then Hanukkah and Christmas. Also probably good for Kwanzaa. I just find that the flavors go really well. Like the tequila flavor and mezcal, they go really well with fall flavored food. So, you know, don't just have your tequila in the summertime or now. Incorporate it during the fall. Trust me, you're going to be really surprised about how well it goes with some of the flavors. And when you top it off with a little sparkling wine, it adds a whole other level. Now, there are so many tequilas, so little time. I want to give you a few of my favorites, some suggestions, just a little handful, because I know some of you are probably looking for tequila, adding it to your drink orders, those of you who are ordering online, which is pretty much all of us at this point. Now, I'm not going to bring up the Patrons or the Casamigos. You know who these people are. There are fine brands, but there are other brands out there. There are some really great small batch brands and brands you hardly have ever heard of. Think out of the tequila box, as I like to say. There are so many people making wonderful spirits in Mexico. You should try some of those. And what's great about a lot of those small batches is that they go to, the money goes back to some of the families. And that is absolutely wonderful. So here are some of my picks for tequilas. Also, the suggestions I have for you are more on the affordable end because I know we're all trying to get more bang for our buck and stretch our dollars. And while there's some great luxury tequilas out there, you can also get some quality ones at a really great price. So first up, I have Luna Azul. This is one of my favorite tequilas. It's my house tequila, which means I always have it in my home, always ready to go to make a margarita or any other tequila cocktail I may want. Makes good cocktails, solid margaritas. When I first found it, it was $19.99. I thought, I was a little nervous about the price because I was like, what kind of headaches am I going to have the next day? Well, none. It's pretty smooth and great. It's just affordable. And now it's gone up to around $23. So still a great price, and you can get a whole liter. So it's perfect for when you entertain, when we're able to entertain again, or if you're like me and you love drinking margaritas when you're watching Netflix. So it's perfect for that Netflix and sip, you and your boo hanging out, chilling, margarita time with your chips and salsa. Perfect. Then up is Tanteo. Now, a lot of people poo-poo flavored tequila. I get it. I totally understand. I was the same way. When I first heard about this tequila, I rolled my eyes and then I went up to try it. I tried it the first time I ever had it. It was at an event in the Bowery Hotel, actually. And the brand ambassador, who's adorable, was just kind of hanging out. And I looked at him and I'm like, I don't know. And he goes, no, I'll try it. And I was pleasantly surprised. It was the jalapeno tequila. So they have three flavors, and you can get it in chipotle, jalapeno, or habanero. And recently, they released their Blanco, which they released last year. So it's pretty new. Whenever bartenders or people would go to the distillery in Mexico and try the Blanco, people loved it. So they thought, why not have that on the market as well? So now you can get that. But I highly recommend the tequila, especially if you like something a little different. I think it's absolutely wonderful and it makes really smooth cocktails. My favorite happens to be the jalapeno. What I love about it is when you make a cocktail with it, like a margarita, it's more like a sipping margarita. It's like a grown and sexy drink. 'Cause margarita's a lot. You can throw a few of those back real quick, but this you sip 'cause it's got that little extra kick to it. It's really nice. There are people though who love the habanero and love the chipotle. It's just really about what flavor rocks your boat. And once again, you can get the Blanco as well. These will run you around $35.99, depending on where you are. Totally worth it. Nice big bottle of tequila. Next up is Espolòn, one of my favorites. It's a fun brand with the skeletons on the label. Lots of fun. They love to have fun. They throw great parties. Espolòn means spur in Spanish, and it refers to the spur on the rooster, which is a symbol of Mexican pride. They use high altitude agave, which does affect the flavor. Just really nice, solid. And you can get a bottle around $23, $25, which is absolutely perfect. And you can pretty much find this brand anywhere and everywhere. So yeah, I think it's really solid and just fun and also just easy to have at your bar at any time. Then is the Altos Plata. One of my favorite as well. Like it's just nice, more on the small batch end. And solid, wins lots of awards, but it's just really tasty. And you can find this one at a lot of restaurants and bars. So if you haven't tried it and you're not sure that you want to invest and have it in your home, because if you're like me, you like to try it before you bring it home, check it out. Because you can find it at a lot of places, but it's really good. I recommend the Plata and the Reposado. Both make really good drinks. That Reposado makes like a whole other level kind of drink and margarita. So check that out. You can get a small bottle of the Plata for like $24.99, and as you go up, it's more like $33.99. Totally wonderful and just as good as some of these other big brands. And last but not least is one of my favorite brands. Looks so sexy on the bar, Casa Noble. I'm a big, big fan of Casa Noble. They have both of their tequilas that I really love, the Crystal Tequila and the Reposado. The Crystal is just, it's really nice and has aromas of like honey and buttery sweet with a little touch of citrus. Just makes a darn good cocktail. And then the Reposado, which is more $45, and that's gonna have that vanilla, lemongrass, and the floral notes, and something that you can sip. So Casa Noble is the brand that you invest in when you want to have something a little more on the luxury end. I mean, since we're all at home, having good spirits to make your cocktails is kind of like a must. So I highly recommend it, and it just looks great on the bar. And it's like it's the grown and sexy level. So let me do a recap of some of my favorite brands and brands that I recommend. I mean, there's so many tequilas, so little time. And I highly recommend though that you check out some of the small batch brands because they're really doing some great stuff. I mean, it's always great Patron, Casamigos, great, great, great. But these small batch brands are really churning it out and making some great stuff. And a lot of times some of that money goes back to the community, which is great because it's helpful to them and important to them. So, Luna Azul, Great for a house tequila, perfect for entertaining, and when you're gonna kick out a lot of cocktails for the day. $23, you got it. Tanteo, when you want something that's a little bit different, the flavors, whatever, I highly recommend that jalapeno, but really great. And around $35.99, I will say that I had the Blanco in a sparkling wine cocktail. And it was so good. So definitely check that out. Mix up some sparkling wine, tequila cocktails, really great. Espolòn, one of my favorites, just fun. Looks good on the bar, skulls dancing, smiling, and happy. Can't go wrong. And that's gonna get you around 23, $25. And then Altos Plata, smooth, wonderful. Just a nice tequila will surprise you, especially if you haven't heard of it. I remember the first time I was like, what's this? What is this? Because some people don't know what it is, but it's so good. It should be on top of your list. And then, of course, Casa Noble, which is, just an outstanding brand. Once again, be a little more adventurous in your tequila adventures, because there are really some good things coming out of Mexico. And also same with mezcal, because I know some of you are mezcal lovers as well. You can substitute that tequila for mezcal. And have fun with Cinco de Mayo and of course whatever margaritas you're gonna make during the rest of the spring and the summer. Just enjoy and drink responsibly, of course. And don't forget to take this tequila to the fall. I mean, Halloween, of course, is a great time, especially around Day of the Dead, as we know, but keep it going. Thanksgiving, at the Thanksgiving Day table, maybe make some tequila sparkling wine cocktails. I highly recommend using cava or cremant. And then, of course, all the way into Christmas and Hanukkah, which would be great, with some latkes and some other fun holiday treats. So, if there's a tequila that you love, that I did not mention, please let me know, because now that I can't go to events, I'm trying new things on my own and trying to expand my tequila journey as well. But talk to me. I'd love to know what you're drinking, what you're sipping, and why. I love to know what it is about a particular spirit, whether it's who makes it, whether it's how it's made, because there's always some type of story. So thank you once again for tuning in, and don't forget to stop by my website, yolandashoshana.com. Sign up for the Culinary Courtesan newsletter, which is dropping very soon. It's going to take the place of my newsletter, Pompette. I just felt like it was time for a little rebrand and a little bit of change, because that's how I am. You know me. I like to switch things up all the time. And until next time, peace, love, and cheers. Hey, it is the Bruja in the Bronx. How are you? I hope you're doing well in your part of the world. Well, wonderful, fabulous, all of the above. I know some of you have been released and are out and about. I know Italy's going and doing their thing, so is France. I know Texas is bopping, Florida. I actually was supposed to be in Italy, I wanted this week for a press trip. That got canceled, of course, which I'm bummed about, but I don't know if I'd actually want to travel right now anyway with all this going on, but it's supposed to happen next year, which I can't wait for, which will be great because I don't know if I really want to get on a plane anytime soon. So I'm okay with that, though I do want to hit Montreal. So I know there's a lot going on with people. I just feel like every time I go on Facebook or social media, I'm seeing all the pain people are in, and it's a season of death right now. And it's not all just COVID. Some of it is COVID related, though people killing themselves due to being depressed. Some of it is old age, of course, and just lots of things going on. But I don't know if I see this season ending until like close to the end of the year, if not just going all the way. to 2021. That's what I see right now. I hope that I am wrong. As it is, fall is known to be a season where more people pass away. It also, though, is a season where we get more spiritual visitors, where we'll see ancestors and people who've passed over. They like to come back and talk to us, which is why you have your Halloween and your Day of the Dead in those fall months and that darkness. So it's going to be very interesting when fall hits. I love fall. I love the visitors. It's going to be interesting, though, to see what kind of groove people are on, though, during that season. And as I've been doing readings, my psychic readings, I've been reading people all over, different states, overseas, New York. I'm just really getting to hear about people's fears, their anxieties, and their stress. And I know that there's a lot of stress, and there will probably continue to be stress. But we shall overcome. That being said, I want to share a no stress spell with you. Now, I know some people are scared of spells. They think they're evil, as they think witches are evil. Well, I assure you, I am not evil. Witches are actually not evil. We're pretty cool, nice people. We're all about nature and working with the universe. That's what witchery is really about. And spells are simply prayers. When you say a prayer, that actually is a spell. You are telling the universe, you are communicating to the universe, the gods, the goddesses. You are letting them know what your heart desires. You are having a dialogue. You are putting it out there so that it can come to you. That is what a spell is. So, I get sent quite a few books, cookbooks, cocktail books, and witchy books. And I love it. I just love the combo of it all. And they send me these books to review. So I get lots of tarot books, witch books, anything on magic. I have a book in my hand right now called The Practical Witch's Spellbook for Love, Happiness, and Success. I am going to share with you a quick, simple little spell that is in this book. It is so quick and easy. Now I say to you, these words are simple and easy to do. If you want to change them up, feel free. You don't have to keep the spell the same way. This can just be a base. If you want to add to it, great. She recommends taking flower essence before saying these words. I recommend that too. A good substitute would be your CBD oil if you don't have flower essence. Because I know a lot of you are rocking that CBD oil. Totally makes sense. That would be good to just take a little drop. And then you say these words into the universe. Put your heart and soul into it. Spells work with intention. That is the most important ingredient in a spell. So never forget that. So, no more stress spell. May I be healed by root and flower. May I become well through Mother Nature's power. May sleep and strength return to me. I am now healthy, happy, and stress-free. With harm to none, so mote it be. I'm going to repeat this one more time. See how quick and easy that is? May I be healed by root and flower. May I become well through Mother Nature's power. May sleep and strength return to me. I am now healthy, happy, and stress-free. No harm to none, so mote it be. And that's it. That is your spell. Like I said, you can use these words. You can switch it up. You can change it up. You can do whatever you like, but don't forget to put some intention behind it. That is your key ingredient. That's the magic right there. So I also say, if you don't have any plants or flowers in your home, to get some flowers. Always bring some great energy into your space, and beauty, and they cleanse the air. And of course, plants. Plants are great for all that. I just got 3 plants myself. I'm going to be adding to my plants. They're still alive. I was just nervous about keeping them alive. But I definitely recommend those types of things to help you. If you have herbs in your home, putting some in a little jar and having those out, like mint, great for you, or even starting a little herb garden. Urban gardening is a thing. Now, some of you have nice, big, pretty houses. Some of us live in the urban jungle, but you can totally create a little urban garden in your windowsill or in your kitchen so that you have those, and then that way you can go into your kitchen and it just makes you feel really nice. It's a good way to connect to the earth and to have a flow of magic in your home. And don't forget to sage your home every once in a while. Or Palo Santos. So either way, I hope you are wonderful, well, and happy. And if you are feeling depressed, reach out to a friend, reach out to somebody that you trust so that you can get it out. It's important to get those things out. Don't feel bad about having to cry. You know, I've sat with people, most of my readings I've been doing, they're like 30 minutes, but they've definitely all been going over, and sometimes they've even gone almost into an hour, 45 minutes, an hour, and then they're like, oh my God, I'm over time. I'm like, I wasn't going to stop anybody in the middle of crying. I'm not going to do that, because people need to get it out. It's important to get it out. So don't forget to take a deep breath and be good to yourself. Thank you for tuning in. If you want to get a reading with me, just reach out to me. I'm scheduling them all the time at this point. I make it easy. I don't make you go to my website anymore. I have a website with readings on it, but now you can just email me and we schedule. It just makes it all easier for everybody. Nobody wants to think too hard right now, right? Don't forget to sign up for my newsletter, Culinary Courtesan, which is all about food and drink and yummy stuff. Things that make you happy, right? Things that help you live life through your senses. And stop by my website, YolandaShoshana.com. Thank you. All the best. Blessed be.